cut out or burn out without them?
Well, that'd be proud flesh.
I see.
Proud flesh. If you got a cut and it didn't heal up, and you got in that, it'd be that you put alum or any kind of something to eat that out, you see. Called proud flesh. It wouldn't get well.
Maybe on a little cut, you just put a brown kind of liquid.
Yeah. Well, see, they didn't have no liquid, but if it was alum or something like that, or lime, they put lime on anything.
I see.
And if a horse got cut or anything, that's what the thing they done. You went and got lime, slack lime, and throw it on it.
Would you ever put a kind of a brown liquid on a little cut?
Iodine?
Yes.
Well, when I come on, I didn't know what iodine was.
Yeah.
No. You either done that or antiseptic.
Yeah.
They did have antiseptic.
Huh. Now, we were talking about the stuff you'd wear and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
A man would wear a suit, and that would, if his old suit wore out, he'd get himself
a new piece of cloth and have him another made.
A new
suit made.
I see.
Yeah.
All right.
And I said, mostly it was just a coat. There wasn't no vest or whatever. Of course, sometimes they'd make a vest, but it's just the pants and the pockets, you know, it'd be up here on the outside like this, you know. I don't mean on the, but it'd be kind of cutting in this way, you know.
Pants.
They call them breeches then. They call them pants, call them breeches. Had to have some new breeches.
I see.
Yeah.
Now, if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them...
Bulge out. Take this out of your pocket. You go down to peanut hash and come back to both. All right, you've been peanut hash, your pocket's full of peanuts. Take them out, you're right in your pockets. You've both got to bulge out. Because girls didn't have no pockets in those ones. They dresses then. And most of they wore aprons around home, what they call an apron. If the dress was made, it had strings in the back.
Uh-huh.
You know, it buttoned up down the back.
Yes, ma'am.
And, you know, just a, kind of like a uniform now, what they call a uniform. We call them aprons then.
Now, what would, you say that coat won't fit this year, but last year it...
It might fit, and then when it come on, if you had three or four children. See, I had three brothers. Of course, uh-huh. Two of them was older than I was, and the other little brother was younger than I was. Well, see, when the older brother, if he wore his suit this year, and next year, he couldn't wear it, he'd give it to the next one. And you made him a new suit. You see? The second child would get it, you know, he'd say, I don't want it because they're giving me hand-me-downs. I want a new suit like so-and-so.
But after you wore a suit one year, it wouldn't, the next year it wouldn't.
Well, it'd be too large, it'd be too small for him, you see, if he grew
it.
It didn't fit him.
It
fit him, and he had to have a new one. No. And he gave that to the next one down on. And if you had another young one, him, and he come on, well, that year, if he didn't wear it out, then, you know, didn't wear clothes out like they did now, you know, the nice suits. And the things, when you made them, and they button around the waist, they call them breeches. Little boys, they wore breeches. They'd button on the waist, so they got big enough, you know, to wear the other kind of breeches.
Uh-huh. You'd say, this coat won't fit this year, but last year
it fit.
It fits perfectly.
If it last year, it just fits you fine. But this year, it's too little for you. And the other fellow next to him, his age, he got it. Of course, I never did have nobody take mine because I was on a girl. And my brother, younger than me, he couldn't wear the other boy's suit because it'd be too, it'd be wore out before he'd get to it, you see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Miss, did you ever have any problems with clothes? You put them in hot water and they'd
shrink up.
Yeah.
So-and-so, this fit me when I made it, but I done put it in hot water and it kind of shrank up, they'd say.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Is that what would happen?
Yeah, that's what it'd draw up, you know. Now, like when they made your wool things, when they knit your wool socks and things, you couldn't put them in hot water because you'd run them. You see, it just draw it up, you know. You put it in too hot water. You could wash it in warm water, but not hot water.
That's right.
Yeah.
You say, I put my sweater in the washing it.
It didn't have no sweaters then. They made you coats, little coats and things. Didn't have no sweaters then. But they made you knit something. Maybe they knit the cape for the girl and maybe a sweater. Maybe knit a sleeveless sweater for the boys, you know, and everything.
Yeah.